This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Heavy snowfall Saturday left thousands of Xcel Energy customers in the dark. The company said hundreds of employees worked throughout the day to restore power for more than 200,000 customers. The storm also damaged trees and power lines. Most affected customers in the Denver area, as of this morning, about 25,000 customers are still without power. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is trying to get people into stable homes as homelessness rises. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Denver just wrapped up the second round of its housing surge. That's what the mayor calls his 100-day plan to find homes for 400 households of people experiencing homelessness. Both rounds, the city missed its goal by a few dozen households. This time, it gave keys to 359 households made up of nearly 600 people. Funding comes from federal COVID relief money and the city's Homelessness Resolution Fund. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A new shuttle service in downtown Colorado Springs starts making the rounds today. The free buses are run by Mountain Metropolitan Transit and will run along Tejon Street, connecting Colorado College, Widener Field, and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. Pickups come every 7 to 10 minutes, depending on the time and day. Well, the weather's still a little unsettled today, but a little warmer along the Front Range, highs in the 50s. You're listening to CPR.